school is just about ready to let out at Midtown Academy, and I'm just going to talk to a few parents to see what they think about the change in the city's code of conduct for public schools.
I think they ought to change the rule back, period.
That's Troy Williams. He has an 11-year-old daughter at Midtown. He feels his daughter is safe at her school, but is concerned that the policy may pose a problem at high schools and in bullying cases.
Suppose one of them kids that's getting bullied have a knife on them and all of a sudden act out. Then they're going to stab somebody up. So you're basically giving them permission to carry a weapon around, and I think that's crazy.
The new code of conduct does not give students permission to carry items such as knives, razors, or tear gas, but with the exception of firearms, requires school officials to use measures such as community service, loss of privileges, or in-school suspension first. At nearby Mount Royal Elementary Middle, parent Nicole Sullivan disagrees.
They need to be suspended because they shouldn't bring this stuff to school.
Sullivan has a 13-year-old daughter at Mount Royal.
I don't think it's any danger to my child, because I know my child is not into that type of stuff. But it's other kids just bringing it into school.
And you think that if they know they won't get automatically suspension, they may take a chance?
Of course.
Parents are not the only ones questioning the new code of conduct. James Giddings is president of the Principals Union.
I strongly disagree with the new policy. It is very ambiguous. What can be done, and the processes that principals would have to go through to suspend a child. The principal is the guiding force of the school and should have the right to make that decision whether or not a child should be suspended or not.
District officials point out that principals are given flexibility. For example, Audrey Marshall, who was suspended last year, might not be under the new rules.
I sprayed mace on another student. I felt like I was being bullied.
Now, instead of being suspended, she could possibly be offered mediation, counseling, or other support first. But Giddings and Baltimore Teachers Union President Marietta English say their representatives on the committee that modified the code did not recommend these changes. English wants the code revisited.
There needs to be more input, not just have a meeting, and I say this, but I think you need to listen to what the people in the field are saying and incorporate that into the policies, because when you just throw something out there, it's not good, and no one is feeling good about it.
English plans to take her concerns to the school board. The revised code did not need the board's approval, but district officials were required to get input from parents, staff, and students, something they did not do. School board president Shanaisha Saul says it's unfortunate the way things played out.
It's been acknowledged. It's been understood. The board will be looking very closely at how it plays out in terms of school safety, which is ultimately what this is about.
School board vice chair David Stone says he sees no harm done by the changes because all punishment options are still available. He described the revised code as a common sense attempt to move away from a zero tolerance policy on weapons, something he says no one likes. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn reporting in Baltimore for 88.1 WYPR.